So good afternoon. My name is Jan Pospíšil. I'm technical evangelist and at Microsoft Czech Republic. So what I'm doing as a day-to-day job is to coding together with our partners and customer and helping them to adapt new technologies which Microsoft is producing. And in most cases, those are not just leading edge, but in many cases, even bleeding edge technologies. So we are struggling a lot with some issues because not all of those technologies are mature enough. So today, I'll be talking about one of the projects I've been working on together with one of our partner, Blue Dynamic. And Blue Dynamic is an agency helping retailers to do their business better in more efficient way. Nowadays, retailers which are running brick and mortar stores has to fight or compete with the online stores which are full, which are offering a lot of various goods, and they are having a lot of information about their customers from customer journey because the customers are online, and based on those information, they can do stuff like personalized campaigns, personalized offers, and so on, so on. So, no matter how big you are, no matter what type of goods you are selling, this project is here to fill the gap between brick and mortars and online, to give brick and mortars opportunity to have same type of information about their customer, to be able to do the same stuff like to personalize offers and the others. You can do that leveraging your current infrastructure like CCTVs, like back office and the others. So CCTV can help you monitor the floor plan from the very beginning, from the shopping window all the way down up to cashier, and let's say measure how the customers are satisfied, how they are interacting, and based on that create some metadata about those customers, which can then help you to do those offers I was talking about before. So this is the overview of the solution. So let's imagine that you have a brick and mortar store where you have CCTVs monitoring the floor plan, and having that, you can detect how many customers are there, what they are interacting with, how they are engaging, and you can measure even like are their emotions, how they are reacting to various products, and it can start even by the shopping windows. If somebody is passing by, you can show some, I don't know, it could be some beauty products for the women, it can be some super powerful drill, or it can be some fluffy toys based on the age, based on the sex, etc., etc. So the core of the system is that monitoring. So having field gateways, in our case it was Dragon Boards and Raspberry Pis running Windows 10 IoT cores, and having two or three cameras attached to that device monitoring the floor plan and detecting the faces using the UWP API. If face is detected, then the picture is sent to Azure, where we can do some much advanced analytics over the image. We can do face detection again, just to be sure, then some emotion detection, etc., etc. Having all those data from the images, we can do stuff like heat map. We can create a profile for each and every customer. And that profile can contain like, okay, this customer is more open to beauty products, so we can boost our sale, creating some personalized offer for the beauty product for that particular customer. There is also Power BI desktop showing what's going on. It can even notify shop assistant like, okay, there is a crowd, you should do something about it. But this is not part of my demonstration today. I will be focusing on three key technologies which are used in that scenario. And those are UWP, because as I said, the field devices is running Windows 10. Then cognitive services, especially Face API and Emotion API. And the very last is Azure Function, which can help us to automate the whole solution. So let's do some coding. Perfect. So I will start from scratch, and I'd like to show you how easily you can use those technologies I was talking about and what are the possible issues you can run into. So first will be the UWP application. Monitoring the floor plan and trying to detect if there are some faces or not. So let me choose the proper version. Yeah, this is it. I will be doing a lot of copy and paste just to speed the process up. But don't worry, I will focus on those core components. So firstly, let me create some UI. What's wrong with my Visual Studio? I have to open another instance of Visual Studio to be able to do copy and paste. So give me a sec, please. So as I said, firstly, let's create some UI. The UI will be really, really simple, but efficient enough to do the demo. Just two buttons and preview to be able to see what camera see. So yeah, two buttons. I choose the wrong version because I didn't install Creators Update yet, so that's why it's not loading, but it's okay. We can go just with the XAML. So two buttons, I will copy and paste even the routine. So init click. Firstly, we have to init the camera. No. Like this. So to init a camera, There is a routine. Oh, I didn't copy init itself. This one. So firstly, I have to get all the media capture devices. Then I have to iterate through them and choose the one which I will be using. In my case, I do have just one webcam. So it's easy. We will take the first one. So this is the boring part, so don't worry. Now it should work. Perfect. Dispatcher, okay. Another using. And media capture. This will be the one we will be using for taking the images. So let's try to run. And there should be a first issue you can run into. Not this one. Oh, I can just like comment it out at the moment. Perfect. And when I hit init button, we should get an error, access denied. Why is that? It's because we didn't declare that the UWP application will be using the webcam. So let me do that. We have to go to properties of that project. Oh. I don't know why is that slow. Luckily, I will manage. Come on. I can show it to you using my already prepared project. So under the manifest, you have to specify which capabilities the application will be using. So there are two. First one, the webcam, and the second one, microphone. Why microphone? Because we will be using just images. But the camera I have here contains also the microphone. So to be able to run it, I have to select both. So now we should be able to do the same even on our project. Great. So microphone and a camera. Perfect. And once I hit init, working. Great. So what's next? Next, as I said before, I'd like to detect is if there is a face or not. So how we can do that? Using UWP, there is a face detector. So let me uncomment the code I've commented out before. Ch- just some preparation. Those lines I'm just editing are taking the image out of the webcam. Then you have to convert image to grayscale because face detector working only over the grayscale images. And this is it. There is a face detector which can you use to detect the faces, but there is a glitch. Firstly, you have to check if the face detection is supported by the system. Some system, especially some low-power system, not having GPU, are unable to do the detection. But using even Raspberry Pi, you are able to do that. So, but you have to check if the face detector is supported or not. If yes, you can ask like, are there any faces? And it should give you the answer and the number of faces on the picture and the rectangles of those faces. So let me comment this out for now, and let's try. I will put a breakpoint here. Take a picture. Yeah, we do have some faces, at least one. There should be just one. So this is how you can use the face detector. So because I'm running a bit too late, I will keep this code as it is. This is just about to, like, how to upload the images up to the Azure. And I will skip over to face API. So the Face API is the REST API you can use. And if you are using a language which is supported by the SDK, you can have even manage code to do all the work. We are using the C#, so there is a NuGet package. This one allows you to do the detection with no need to call the REST API directly. I do have few images already uploaded into the Azure. Over here. So let's try to take them and do the detection on the server side. So firstly, you need to do some preparation. You need to have like, not this one, sorry, this one, some keys to for Face API, an endpoint for Face API, and this is another glitch you can run into. Originally, there were just one endpoint for Face API. At the moment, the Face APIs are in more data centers, so you have to specify not just Face API key, but also the endpoint. So don't worry, I will deactivate those endpoint after this session, so those keys will be like not usable anymore. And it's easy, like you have to just create Face Service Client and then send the data to the client. Just grab the JPEG, send it over to API, and let's Azure do the stuff. So let me go directly into the code. Oh, not this one. I have to switch the projects. So create the Face API and a few others. Also the client for blob storage. Then download one of those images I've already uploaded. And then let me skip into this line is the one doing detection. I'm just calling detect async from the Face API client. And luckily enough, yeah, we do have a face on a picture. So there is another glitch or possible issue you can run into. I'm sending the memory stream directly to that API. Doing that, that memory stream is closed once the call is finished. Like once I get the response, the underlying stream is closed. And if I do more, if I'd like to do more calls, like first to the Face API to detect if there are any faces, as a second call some emotion API, I have to copy the original stream for each and every call to that API. So like creating new stream, copying the original stream into the new one, then I have to seek at the beginning of that stream. This is also important. And doing all that, I can then send the stream to detector. Let me just show you what could happen if I forgot to seek, for example. Detection is over here. Like, as you can see, code still the same, image still the same, or nearly the same, image still the same, but I'm receiving error like image too short or image too small or image too large. So don't forget to seek to the beginning of the stream. Last thing, I know I'm running over the time, but last thing I'd like to point it out is there is a throttling on the Face API. To avoid a throttling, you should check the error message. In case the error code is 429, it means you are sending those images on a very high frequency, and you have to slow down. And it will tell you even how many seconds you have to wait before the next call. So I do have like very simple regex. Parsing the time out of that message. So this is the one. And then there is an evader waiting for that specified time, and then I'm retrying. So there is even a third demo, but I have to take the demo off stage. So if you are interested in Azure Functions, feel free to reach me off the stage. Thank you.